it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
No question about it. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned occasionally. Well, this ain't one of those occasions. We love to talk about the way you can get radio on the go. Today's platforms, today's devices, today's everything. If you're going to listen to this show and all the terrific programming here on the network, ain't nobody better to explain it to you than Mr. Joe Spano.
Let's dive right in. Bob, talk about the many ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. They're all separated by genre, so you can find the best and brightest of what you're looking for. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're downloadable any device you can think of, be they Android, be they Windows-based, be they Apple-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they also all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And finally, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network, where all the good people of our armed forces can check out all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. If you're serving this country, if it's in the country or overseas, we're hoping to give you a little bit of taste of home. We're proud. We're happy to do that.
Well said, Bob. And we've got a huge 2 hours out in front of us. We're not going to have time to set the table on this side. So coming out of the break, we'll very rapidly set the table and then start knocking things down as it's jam-packed. And up next, we're going to start. I'll let you know where we're going to start. We're going to start by recapping that tremendous NL wildcard matchup between the Mets and the Giants. What a great pitcher's duel. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll get this thing started right after this very short timeout.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
2-2. Fly ball, center field and deep. Granderson still going back. Made the catch! He made the catch as he crashes into the wall. A remarkable play by Granderson to keep this game scoreless. Bases loaded with two down. Fastball and a swing and a miss to end the inning. Reed gets out of it. The Giants leave them loaded. And it's still scoreless.
Crawford at second. Panic at first. A high drive into right center field. Going back is Bruce. Still going back.
Adios! Pelota! It's a three-run homer for Connor Gillespie, and they are stunned in the big city. Connor Gillespie has hit a three-run homer into the Mets bullpen. The Giants have a 3-0 lead in the ninth. One out away from the Giants moving on. There's a drive into right center field. On the run is Span. He's calling for it. He's got it. Madison Bumgarner pitches a shutout.
The Giants are moving on. They beat the Mets 3-0. And they're headed to Wrigley Field. I want you to be a fascinating series between the Giants and the Cubs.
Well, those are the highlights of what was a great NL wildcard game between the Giants and the Mets, a classic pitchers matchup, and one that will go down as one of the great wildcard games in the history of Major League Baseball. The Giants prevail on the Connor Gillespie three-run blast off of Jairus Familia, and that's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as we know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We have a jam-packed 2 hours. We're going to start, and in just a second, we'll get to our recap of that great NL wildcard game between the Mets and the Giants. But we want to set the table and let you know exactly what's coming up on this Thursday edition of The Attack. A lot of baseball. We'll recap NL wildcard play, preview AL divisional series play as both of those matchups start today. Then from there, it's going to be all football. A lot of college football and a quick preview of the Thursday night NFL game. And we got a couple of guests to help us out along the way. 40 after hour number one, Caleb Hartley from Sharpest Edge Sports will join us, and we'll get his take. He'll take us around the country, and we'll preview all, and we'll take a quick look at all the big matchups in the top 25 for a week 6 in college football. And then at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, James Hale, KREF Radio, 1400 a.m. out of Norman, Oklahoma. He's going to help us preview Red River, which is always an interesting matchup, and one of the bigger matchups on this week 6 in college football. Bob, what do you say we jump right in and talk about what was just a terrific game and a classic pitcher's duel out at Citi Field? And the Giants do top the Mets 3-0 in a terrific game, and they move on to the NLDS where they'll face the Cubs. Game one is tomorrow evening, 9:15 Eastern Time, and all the coverage is on Fox Sports 1.
No question about it. Ace against ace, Bumgarner against Syndergaard, zeros being matched all night long. They get into the eighth. Addison Reed barely holds on. I'm saying I was thinking of John Franco when I'm watching the eighth inning, Joe. But Addison Reed holds on. They take it into the ninth. Jersey's Familia gives up the big blast. Madison Bumgarner shuts him down. As you said, Giants moving on in Chicago. Joe, it was a classic matchup. And anybody that thinks that high offense is always needed in baseball needs to have their head examined. It was a taut, well-played, exciting, edge-of-the-seat game dominated by two ace pitchers.
Well said, Bob. And each of them got a little help with their on the defensive side to help keep their shutouts, especially the Mets. That Curtis Granderson catch was really incredible, and it saved Noah Syndergaard, who, as we were getting towards the sixth and seventh inning, he was starting to struggle a little bit. He was starting to tire. When your pitching is dominated by strikeouts, you know, after you get to the fifth and sixth and seventh inning, you can run out of gas. And it's not that Syndergaard was pitching poorly in either the sixth or seventh inning, but he got himself in a little trouble and needed some help to wiggle out a couple of times. But he was dominant, throwing gas. I mean, we're all going to talk about Madison Bumgarner and his brilliance and his continued postseason brilliance. But this young 24-year-old, seven innings pitched, no runs, two hits, three walks, 10 strikeouts, 108 pitches, 70 strikes. And he was getting it up there at 98 miles an hour or higher on a consistent basis. And for the Mets, who have had some health issues with some of their young Lions starters, and I guess the careers going forward as far as their level of dominance with these young pitchers has to be at least in a little bit of doubt for some of them. Noah Syndergaard right now, he looks like the young Lion that's going to ascend to the very top of that pitching staff and lead whoever else is a part of that pitching staff going forward and be the ace for years to come, Bob.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he's the power pitcher. As you said, there's some guys with some issues, health issues on that staff. And by the way, he's one of them. He's going to have some bone chips taken out, but nothing that is structural where it's going to retard his progress.
Right. And he's not dealing with the injury issues that the likes of Matz, DeGrom, right, and Harvey are all dealing with, who were going to be the other guys that were going to be with him as a huge quartet of young 20-something starting pitchers that were going to take the Mets in the present and into the future.
And the rarity is, and you know, you take it back to the glory days of the Atlanta Braves, it's very tough to keep a staff together where one or more of them do not fall prey to the injury bug, and they end up having a career, but not the career that was anticipated. But we don't want to take it too far away from the game. As great as Syndergaard was, Bumgarner was just damn near perfect. He was masterful. He was Picasso. He was Van Gogh. He was the reincarnation of Name the Pitcher, who was a classic pitcher. And he dominated. He made Cespedes look foolish. He made everybody in that lineup look foolish at one point or another. Reyes was a complete non-factor at the top of the lineup. And I mean, he has that ability. He ramps it up in postseason. He's one of the greatest postseason pitchers ever. There's no question about it. And he's on the path to a Hall of Fame career, Joe.
Couldn't have said it better. I mean, the numbers in this case do tell the story. Complete game, 9 innings, no runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, 119 pitches, 78 for strikes. His early work in those first 3 innings, where he only needed 21 pitches to get out of the first 3 innings, really paid dividends. And it allowed Bumgarner to pitch a complete game, and it kept the Giants from having to go to a bullpen that has struggled all year long. They think they have it sorted out with Sergio Romo back in the closer's role. But it is a bullpen that has moved pieces around and has not had continuity all year long and has struggled. So to get a complete game victory out of Madison Bumgarner was key. And his work in the first 3 innings were pivotal towards that end, as he only threw 21 pitches, as I said, in those first 3 innings.
Yeah, no question about it. I hate to say it, being a Met fan, it was fun to watch. What was going on between these two guys was fun to watch. And I'm watching Bumgarner early, and I'm going, oh boy, here we go. It's going to be one of those kind of nights. And, you know, unfortunately for the Mets, the postseason struggles of Familia continue, which is something we need to talk about. But
can I cut you off there on that? I mean, I think in many ways they're overblown. I get it. He served up the three-run shot.
Yeah.
That's flat-out struggle. Last year, they called it struggles. He pitched in a lot of bad luck and was brought into a lot of impossible situations by Terry Collins last
year. That's very fair.
I'm not really willing to say he struggled last year. Everybody will look at numbers and look at wins and losses and what happened and say he struggled. But to really call his effort in the postseason last year a struggle leads me to believe you didn't watch the games. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about
those that
have made those blanket assertions that he struggled, because I don't buy into that.
I think it's fair to point, but I think it's also one of those situations. And look, every reliever has a bad outing. But in this particular case, with what was on the line and the fact that Bumgarner was pitching so well, you know, you got to shut it down, and he didn't.
We'll pick it up right there next on The Attack. Keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399. An Ibanez Electric for $249. A Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199. Or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71. And before we went to break, we were discussing Familia giving up the three-run blast in last night's wild card game. And Joe, you're 100% right. Within the World Series, where there were three blown saves, two of them were directly on his fielders. I mean, it was on Daniel Murphy twice. It was on David Wright not being able to make a throw. But he did serve up a game-tying home run to Gordon. And last night, in the big moment, he spit the bit. And it does matter. I mean, look, there is no margin for error when you're in playoff games. And you get paid the big bucks, regardless of the 51 saves this year, to come in and lock it down. He didn't do it last night.
That's fair. Again, I'm no issues with him not locking it down last night. I just wanted to bring to light, everybody talked after last season about how bad a postseason reliever Jeris Familia was, and it really wasn't the case. Right. You know, for all the reasons that you pointed out, you hit the nail right on the head. This is not what you want. You don't want to come in, serve up the leadoff double, then lose a guy and put two on, and you don't even have an ability. And in many ways, I guess the unsung hero here has to be Joe Panik. You know, he works out the walk, and he puts the Mets in a position where, because they don't want to move, you know, the go-ahead run up 90 feet, especially with a sinker ball pitcher on the bump. You now put yourself in a position where the Mets can't clear the pitcher. By Joe Panik working out that walk, you can't walk the number eight hitter and force the Giants to come up with a pinch hitter that does two things. Number one, obviously, there's a reason the guy's on the bench. He's not as good as guys in the game. Number two, it gets Madison Bumgarner out of the game. So if you're able to extricate yourself from this situation, you've kind of killed two birds with one stone. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, absolutely. It's fair. Yeah. I'll give credit to the announcing crew because they did point out how key Panik's at-bat was in setting up the heroics.
Yeah. I mean, again, is Connor Gillespie a superstar? No, but he was in the game. Exactly right. There are guys on that bench that weren't, and they're coming in cold. And, you know, we all know how difficult the job of pinch hitter is. So, obviously, Panik working out that walk, setting the stage for Connor Gillespie, paid huge dividends in two areas. Had the pinch hitter come in and he's not able to get it done, the game moves along. There's no Madison Bumgarner in the ninth because they've had to pinch hit for him. And now, all of a sudden, you're into the soft underbelly of that San Francisco Giants bullpen. The Mets would have the clear advantage going forward because of the quality and depth of their bullpen.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not lost on me, the two teams going into the game that had the superior bullpens on paper and based on our evaluations, both lost. Different reasons, but they both lost.
One lost with their
best pitcher still in the bullpen. One lost with their best pitcher serving up the game-winning home run.
Yep. And, you know, it just goes to show you, games ain't played on paper.
Yeah, exactly right. Again, an incredible, to kind of sum this up, and just an incredible baseball game, a great pitcher's duel for the entire game. Connor Gillespie coming up huge with the three-run shot. Joe Panik, the unsung hero. Madison Bumgarner, incredible. The Giants, in an even number year, go on to face the Cubs, and the Mets go home. All in all, with all the injuries and everything else, you can't call this a disappointing year for the Mets. They will regroup in the offseason. I don't know where and how they're going to spend money, and today's not the day to discuss that. But if they can get some of their pitchers back and healthy, the future's bright.
Keep Cespedes.
Right, and I think that's important. I think the future's pretty darn bright for the Mets going forward for the next couple of years, barring injury. This was an injury-riddled year, and they still managed to cobble together enough things to make the playoffs. And they were right there in this game. So, you know, a good pat on the back for the Mets. Their fans shouldn't be disappointed. You know, and those that say, well, if they'd gone on against the Cubs, they would have got knocked out anyway. You still want to be there. And you want to find out.
They also beat them 5-2 in the season series this year, so who knows?
And there you go. Well said, Bob. A couple interesting nuggets statistically that came out of this, and this is courtesy of ESPN stats and information. You know, Connor Gillespie, superstar that he is, third person in postseason history to hit a go-ahead homer out of the eight hole in the ninth inning or later of a winner-take-all game. So that just shows you how rare he is. And again, sixth player in postseason history to homer in a ninth inning or later to break a scoreless tie. Those are a couple of pretty incredible nuggets as far as how rare what happened last night really was. And a couple on Madison Bumgarner before we move along and give rapid-fire previews of the two ALDS matchups. Madison Bumgarner, sixth career postseason start without allowing a run. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Ties Tom Glavine for most of all time. And the Giants, check this out. Talk about why they win championships when they get to the postseason, and they seem to get to the postseason on even number years. Won 9 consecutive postseason games when facing elimination, passing the Royals for the longest streak in postseason history. We thank the Elias Sports Bureau for that one. These are some pretty incredible numbers. You know, I mean, there's more, and we could take all day, but that's just an idea of how dominant a postseason pitcher Madison Bumgarner is, and he's no slouch in the regular season either. But he is putting together one hell of a postseason resume, and at just 27 years old, barring injury, well, that resume is only going to grow, and it's going to have a chance to grow right here in these 2016 playoffs. Because as we always joke about, even number year, number one, number two, Giants team that had its struggles this year, but played meaningful baseball all season long right up until October. Their opponents in the NLDS haven't played a meaningful game since about July.
Yep.
That doesn't always bode well.
Not always.
For them.
You know, Joe, you talked about his regular season. Here's a guy at 27 years of age. He's got 100 wins and 66 losses in his career. He's pointed towards 200 wins and probably somewhere about 100 losses, which is Pedro Martinez numbers. It will get him all in the Hall of Fame if his career continues along this path.
Well, as we all realize, there are no more 300-win starting pitchers. Those days are over, Bob. You know, I think that's the sad realities of life as we know it in baseball. There are no 300-win starting pitchers anymore because
you're pitching 20 years if that happens.
Right. You know, you're only going to make – forget 35. Even 35 starts is a thing of the past. It's a lot more like 33. So, you know, if you can win 250, you're a first ballot Hall of Famer, and you're an almost unanimous selection.
Yep, and if you get to 200, we're definitely talking about you.
Exactly right, Bob. But, I mean, we've done a great job of recapping the NL wild card game. Let's move on quickly. AL Divisional Series matchups. They both start tonight. Game 1, 4:38 Eastern time on TBS, Texas-Toronto. Marco Estrada, Cole Hamels in a great pitching matchup. Overview of the series, really. This is anybody's series. You know, Texas has made some huge improvements as the deadline approached. They shored up a couple of real weak spots at catcher and in the outfield with Beltran and Lecroy. They shored up the bullpen, which is still not great, but it's better than it was earlier in the year when it was one of Major League Baseball's worst. Getting back Yu Darvish has added some depth to the starting rotation.
Yep.
You know, Toronto's bullpen, shaky down the stretch, stepped up big in the wild card game. I think this is a very, very even series.
And then you mix into the fact, the emotion factor, in that these two teams don't like each other.
Right. And that's good. And that's going to come up huge. And I understand, you know, Texas has home field advantage. This is anybody's series, and it's literally a coin flip. I'm going to take Texas because of home field, but I have no real faith in this pick. If Toronto won this in a classic five-game series as opposed to Texas winning it in five, I certainly wouldn't be shocked.
I'll flip the coin. I'll go on the other side and pick Toronto.
Fair enough.
With no particular conviction either.
Yeah. And then same thing with Boston and Cleveland. I think I'm a little more in the Boston corner, and that one's 8:08 Eastern time on TBS. Ricky Porcello, Trevor Bauer for the Tribe. Cleveland's banged up. They do have an advantage in the bullpen, but they're banged up offensively, and they've been very good offensively this year, and they got starters that are banged up. Boston's not super healthy, but they're healthier than Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yes, Cleveland has home field. Again, I think this is another series that's going to go long. But ultimately, Boston comes in hot. I know they struggled the last week, but that huge month of September, I think that carries Boston to, again, another five-game series, close, hotly contested, not as chippy as Toronto and Texas, but I do like Boston over Cleveland.
Yeah, I do slightly, too. I also think the Poppy factor is going to come into play here. They want to send him out the right way. There's a little edge to Boston that I think you're going to see. And I also want to see how Poppy steps up on the last time go-round on the big stage. He's done it before. I have a feeling he's going to do it again.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree with you. Again, think it's going to be close. Certainly don't think it's going to be easy. And I think the edge for each side, you know, for each of the teams that we forecast as winners in these ALDS series, I think it could go either way. And I think there's just a whisker difference. I think they're very even, intriguing matchups that are going to be a whole lot of fun.
Agreed.
Up next, we'll switch gears and we'll head to college football. Caleb Hartley, SharpestEdgeSports.com, joins us next. He'll help us break down all the big matchups that are coming up on a Week 6 Top 25 slate. That's next, so keep it where it is.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. You know what would make me really happy? If you head to Lowe's for big savings on their quarter cable drills, so you can start building your 20-volt system. They have all the torque you need to finish that project you've been putting off. You do that for me, and I'll stop peeling my wallpaper when I get bored.
Make your home happy with great deals right now at Lowe's, like up to 30% off Porter Cable Power Tools. Valid September 26th through October 12th. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone's got a hold as we're joined by Caleb Hartley. You know him from Bleacher Report. You know him from CBS. You know him from Sharpest Edge Sports, which he owns, where he handicaps some games, and he also gives you the picks each and every day, both with the spread, each and every weekend, I should say, both with the spread and without the spread. And he joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Caleb. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Morning, guys.
Yeah, Caleb, not the greatest of slates this weekend, but some key games going on. And let's talk with a couple of the biggies. Let's talk about the Red River Shootout. Always entertaining, even though it involves a couple of 2-2 teams this year.
Yeah, it kind of takes the sting out of it, doesn't it?
Yep.
Let's look at the fact that Oklahoma is a 10.5-point favorite. Wow. Didn't see that coming 2 weeks ago when, or I guess it was 4 weeks ago when Texas defeated Notre Dame. But this is a big one. I do not like either side of this, but I do like Oklahoma to take this in the Red River.
You know, always unpredictable Red River. I guess where I'm going to go is I'm going to go to Friday night. And this is one we're looking at more from a handicapper perspective than anything
right.
else. Number three, Clemson, heading up to Chestnut Hill to take on BC. Classic trap game here, Caleb,
right.
in that Clemson comes off a huge win over Louisville. BC's right. not in their class, but right. because of the hangover effect, do they keep it close?
I think they do, and that's why I'm steering clear of the side. Clemson, you're exactly right. Clemson-Louisville was a classic. But 17 points, no way. I think the over 43 is probably your best go, but that's my only take on the ACC the game. I really like Clemson as a team, but I think it's a classic trap game, like you said. I think that points will be scored, though.
Well, you know, one of those other classic trap games, and people have a tendency to overlook Navy a little bit, but they sit there at 3-1. They're playing a high-flying Houston team right now in a game that Houston could easily overlook. But every time you overlook Navy, that's when they jump up and they bite you.
You're exactly right. I'm a graduate of Georgia Southern University, so I know all about that kind of offense. And it's hard. You fall asleep. That's what teams do. They just fall asleep when they're trying to defend. And it's good for us, you know, as a fan. But it's really bad for teams opposing us. I would steer clear of that one. I don't think they pull off the win, but Greg Warden, I think they handle business, but I don't think it's a blowout by any stretch.
I guess we got to hit the marquee matchup of the day, 3:30 Eastern time out of the SEC, Kyle Field, College Station, Texas, number 8 A&M, number 9 Tennessee. Couple of thoughts on this one. I'm going to let you run with it. Number one, A&M, best defense they've had down there since Kevin Sumlin took over, number one. Number two, not sold on Trevor Knight as their quarterback. From a Tennessee perspective, they've played about two good halves of football all season long, yet they find themselves 5-0. How do you see this one shaking out as far as not only from a point spread perspective, but as far as a win-loss perspective? How do you see this game going?
I find this shaking out the way I hope. I did attend the University of Georgia, so last week was kind of a knife to the heart. but Tennessee cannot continue this. But Texas A&M has to have their complete arsenal on defense. Josh Dobbs, I don't understand it. In the first half, he's terrible. In the second half, welcome to the NFL. But you've got to stop him somehow. And the Texas A&M front seven is probably one of the strongest in the nation, if not the strongest. And they got it. In my opinion, they have it. They will not allow a Tennessee comeback. as we all saw last week, which was painfully hard.
Well, Tennessee's been living on the edge. We'll see whether or not that plays out. Ohio State against Indiana, and Ohio State, if a 4-0 team can fly under the radar, Ohio State to a certain degree is doing that. They're all talking about Michigan up in that end of the woods. They're all talking about the fact that maybe this Ohio State team isn't as talented, but yet they're blowing out people. They're averaging 570 points, third in the nation. And, I mean, it's pretty impressive. 332 yards per game on the ground alone. Is Indiana going to be able to do anything?
I think they can. I don't think they will. Ohio State is led by, you know, Urban Meyer. And he's just good. Let's just put it like that. He is a SEC coach in a Northern Territory. And he has – what he does is like Alabama. He just that's all it does. It doesn't matter how much experience he has or on his team. He just reloads. And Ohio State is scary good. I don't care how much. I don't care about the quarterback, the running back, nothing. I see Ezekiel Elliott running every Sunday. But it doesn't matter with Urban Meyer.
I'm gonna take us back down SEC country, number one Alabama. They head to Fayetteville, Arkansas, to take on the Arkansas Razorbacks, who are 4-1 down, number 16 in the country. One thing about Arkansas, they're a physical football team. Under Brett Bielema, they have a distinctive and definitive style. Can Arkansas give Alabama any real trouble, or is this one where Alabama eventually reels Arkansas in and pulls away late?
Well, you answer both questions. They do both, in my opinion. They keep it close, but eventually Alabama pulls away.
Do they cover the number in this one?
Oh, you're tough. yeah, I don't have it on my slate.
Right. But, gotcha.
But, man, this is one I pass on because.
Gotcha. I understand completely. Watch it, have some fun, and enjoy it, and the number's right about right, isn't it?
It's almost perfect. Yeah. It's just perfect. I hate to say the Vegas guys are right, but I think they hit the nail on the head with this one.
Caleb Harley from Sharpest Edge Sports joining us on the attack. Let's go further down the peninsula, and you got a little Florida State-Miami action going on.
I know. Well, I don't have it on the slate either, but I know all about it.
But you know something? You talk about being stabbed in the heart. Well, your coach or your ex-coach is down there stabbed everybody in the heart. Well, he's got an opportunity to spit the bit again as Florida State will come in angry and unhappy that they're 2-2 at this point in the season.
Oh, they are angry. And Murray leaving was a foregone conclusion as a dog fan, but we love the guy. Still love him. Problem is I have Florida State in my top five for the end of the year top five, and going 2-2. Obviously shook me a little bit, but I believe that Florida State is still the better team. I think they need stability at the quarterback position, but their defense is, let's just say it, god-awful. And I don't know what's going on, but I think for some reason they get over this game. I mean, there's a hurricane coming. That's what I hear. And I believe that Florida State avoids it and beats Miami.
Well, it knocked Miami out of the ranks of the undefeated and out of the playoff picture, at least temporarily.
Now, I think they're in that. If you're in the ACC right now, if you're not Clemson or Louisville, you're not in. I don't care what the ranking is. That they have done nothing.
Fair enough. What do you say we stay in the ACC a little bit? I want to talk about a team with no defense? They're number 17 in the country. They're 4-1 there. Larry Fedora's North Carolina Tar Heels. They got the best quarterback in America. Nobody knows about Mitch Trubisky. And they take on and they host the number 25 Virginia Tech Hokies, who I don't know how good they are. I have not been impressed with what little I've seen. Give me your thoughts on this game in Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. I actually like that North Carolina Tar Heels group on offense. I hate them on defense, but they're certainly fun to watch.
Yes, they are very fun to watch, unless your favorite team is playing them. And that would be my Georgia Bulldogs. And Nick Chubb had, 225 against them? And he's had no 100-yard game since, I believe. That's the problem in North Carolina. There's everything to love. They just beat Florida State. There's everything to love, but there's everything to hate, too, because I did watch Georgia run all over them. I mean, I watched Georgia beat a team that I thought was actually about 2-3 times better, and that makes me question their entirety. But it seems since they've come together, and I like them. I like them. I would take UNC this weekend. I would do that minus the 2. Yes, sir.
Well, we have about another minute before we let you go, Caleb. Going out west, I never thought I'd see the day when Oregon was a dog at home, but they are against Washington.
It's not on my slate either, but I would right now, Oregon's a wild card. They just aren't Oregon. I don't know if it's the players that were recruited by Helfrich or if it's just them. But they are a wild card, and I would steer clear of that game. But if I had to pick it, I'm going with the hot Huskies.
Okay. Well, Caleb, we're going to have to let you go. We're up against the clock, but please give us the 411 on Sharpest Edge Sports.
It's just the company I started 2 years ago, and what we do is we pick and provide the latest info. That's all we do.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. SharpestEdgeSports.com. Thanks for all the 411. Enjoy your football weekend. We'll talk to you.
I appreciate the time, guys.
Thank you. Caleb Partley, Sharpest Edge Sports, Joe. And, you know, it's tough. We see this with handicappers all the time. When the spreads are that big, they'll knock them off the board. They don't want to take the risk.
But it was nice. He gave us not only the Vegas perspective as far as point spreads, but he just gave us some thoughts on the games as well, whether it be with the point spreads or without. So that was helpful as well. Next up, we'll tie a bow around hour one. We'll take a peek ahead to hour two, and it's going to be a lot of college football in hour two. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got your, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Roddy Piper, the late great Roderick Toombs, boy, he was one of a kind.
That's putting a smile on your face. I could see you smiling on the other end.
Yeah, classic wrestling is always put a thrill. I mean, these guys were such iconic characters, and the drugs had nothing to do with it.
No. you know, it's funny, Joe. We were talking about that Washington-Oregon game with Caleb, and that line has moved from 7.5 on the third to today, or yesterday, I should say, at 10:35 p.m. They upgraded. It's now 9.5, and that's Oregon at home.
From a betting standpoint, stay away from it, Bob. I mean, I think Washington showed you something, and I think Washington showed you something. I think they are for real, and I think they're the Pac-12's hope to get into the college football playoffs. But, man, Oregon's going to fight hard. It's a season on the brink for them. I want no part of that. There's better games to bet than that and better directions to go in. And we'll do just that in hour two. It's going to be all football. 95% college, 5% NFL with a quick Thursday night football preview of Cardinals and 49ers. But the rest of the hour is going to be all college football. Right now, we'll step aside, but in short order, we'll be back with hour two, the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have to prepare and assume we will have a direct hit by this catastrophic hurricane.
That's Florida's Governor Rick Scott, as millions of people in the potential path of Hurricane Matthew are bracing for a brush with what could be a life-threatening storm. The National Hurricane Center is saying Matthew's outer rain bands are starting to approach Florida already. It's a monster of a storm with 125-mile-an-hour winds, but it could strengthen again before it makes landfall. And President Obama says federal resources are already being put in place to help.
And we want to make sure that we minimize any possible loss of life or risk.
The threat of the hurricane causing some college football teams to alter plans this weekend. Central Florida postponing Friday's scheduled game against Tulane. Meanwhile, Saturday's game between LSU and Florida will go on as scheduled as of now. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
More now on Hurricane Matthew and its approach to the state of Florida, where people are trying to get out of the way.
I'm so scared, really. I don't want this.
My first hurricane, so a little nervous.
These people in Fort Lauderdale, where buses are helping take hundreds of people to shelters in the region.
Yeah, we thought it wasn't a big deal, but everyone just kind of rushed before us, you know. So now it's up to us to figure this out.
The storm churning about 215 miles southeast of West Palm Beach with winds of 125 miles an hour, but it could re-strengthen and be a Category 4 again by the time it hits the Sunshine State. The major party candidates canceling appearances in Florida today because of the storm, but they're not off the trail. Donald Trump campaigns in New Hampshire this evening. The Republican nominee's running mate Mike Pence will be in Pennsylvania. Democrat Hillary Clinton to headline a New York fundraiser. Her running mate Tim Kaine will be in Pittsburgh and then Las Vegas. This is USA Radio News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
More now on Hurricane Matthew. It is headed towards the southeastern U.S., but it's left devastating damage in Haiti. And State Department spokesman Mark Toner says Washington is stepping up aid to that nation because of that.
It's an additional $1 million in humanitarian assistance, including food vouchers, food rations, cash transfers, and meals at evacuation shelters for communities in Haiti.
The U.S. also sending disaster response teams to Haiti, as well as to the Bahamas and Jamaica, which were also affected by the devastating storm. The ACLU of San Diego is asking the El Cajon Police Department for some answers after protests of a recent police shooting. Randy Fuller has the story.
The civil rights group has questions regarding the arrests of several people protesting the Alfred Olango shooting. The organization sent a letter to Police Chief Jeff Davis saying they were concerned police responded aggressively during the apparently peaceful protest. Video footage has surfaced of Saturday night's demonstration where 12 people were taken into custody after they refused to leave the site of last week's deadly shooting. The ACLU is calling the event a vigil and is asking the city of El Cajon for details on what prompted the confrontation.
And some people are wondering if Bigfoot's roaming around the Michigan woods, as footage taken from a camera mounted on a bald eagle nest in Beulah shows what appears to be a dark figure walking on two legs on a hill below. Like most supposed images of Bigfoot, it's very grainy, but it's got a lot of people buzzing on social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast. You, the funner, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Tough luck. We're here to talk about all the devices, all the ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the network. Joe, take it away.
Well, Bob, so many ways, as you said, whether it be going to our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Listen, Live Link allows you to keep up with everything as it happens. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You got the apps. They're all great apps. They can all be downloaded to any device you can think of, be they Android-based, be they Windows-based, or be they Apple-based. There's TuneIn Radio. There's iHeart Radio. There's Stitcher Radio. They all have on-demand content, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And then you have the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. You're serving this country. We appreciate it, number one. Number two, if it gives you a little bit of a taste of home, we're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Football, 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 the order of the day this hour here on the Spano and Black Attack. As I said at the back end of the last hour, 95% college, 5% NFL. Bob and I will give you our take on everything going on in the top 25 as we preview a week six in college football as only we can. We'll take a quick respite at the back of the middle segment and preview the Thursday night football matchup between the Cardinals and the 49ers. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, James Hale, KREF Radio out of Norman, Oklahoma, will help us break down Red River between OU and Texas. Always a classic. Interesting storylines this year. We'll get into them all with James Hale at 40 after hour number two. But up next, we start our journey through the top 25 in college football for a week six. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three. And if you're not out of the hospital, then I'll loose the dogs on you.
I'll show you.
Sounds like knocking on your door, Joe.
Yeah, they'll bark. They'll bark you to death.
Bark you to
the
death.
Boys.
I know, right?
That's what they're known for. Every once in a while, their barking ends up making an appearance on this very show. If you listen closely,
every now and then, you know.
I don't think anybody actually ever heard it. I don't even know. Have you ever heard it?
Yeah, once in a while. But like the faintest of the faint. But I know my ear is tuned to it because I love the puppies.
Yeah, well, most people don't know, but every once in a while they decide to make themselves known here on the attack. You know, no different than Michael Savage's dog making himself known on his show.
There you go.
When Robin Quivers was out sick and doing the Stern Show from home, her cats. You know, these are all things that you can faintly faint. You know, you know what happens? You can hear him as the other host. But then again, this is nothing to do with anything.
It doesn't
but,
go out over the air necessarily.
Right, radio technology kind of mitigates that. But by the time compression and processing takes effect, you out there in radio land don't hear it. Where you'll hear it maybe is on our on some of our on-demand stuff, because those are always, you know, if you listen online or you listen to the on-demand stuff or you listen via the apps, those are always pre-delay feeds. So what happens is that doesn't have the benefit of all the compression and processing. So every once in a while, very, very faintly, and I literally think over the course of the years now, since we've upgraded all our equipment, probably three times in that time, you've probably heard it very faintly in the background.
Yeah,
and you got to really be listening for it.
Of course, compression at bylines means stopping an open wound. But hey, you know, as a
little radio talk and most people don't even know what we're talking about, so
that's
it's almost
right.
Like a private conversation that doesn't include the masses. But what do you say we do get into something that doesn't include the masses?
But we're having fun.
Yeah, well, that's also true, and you're having fun listening along. But what do you say we preview all the top 25 college football action week six style as only we can? We had Caleb Hartley on. He gave us his thoughts. We'll weigh in with ours, and we'll kind of rapid fire through it. As we're going to have a lot of ground to cover, not all that much time to do it. We got to squeeze in a Monday Night Football preview here at some point, either after James Hale or before James Hale. We'll leave it to you to decide as we move along.
Yep.
Friday night, number three, Clemson, unranked Boston College in Chestnut Hill. As we said with Caleb, I don't think the winner is in doubt. I think Clemson wins this one. They're just flat out better. I think there could be a hangover effect here, and that allows BC to stay close. And, you know, I think this one could surprise people based on the disparity in talent, how close the game actually is.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling Clemson's going to take care of business. You know, earlier in the year when they were struggling so badly just to get by, everybody was, well, they're going to get caught. They have finally opened up some whoop ass. And I look at Boston College. They're 3-2. They're okay. But they haven't won an ACC game since 2014. I think they're...
That'll continue tomorrow. That'll continue Friday.
I mean, they beat Buffalo pretty convincingly 35-3, but it's Buffalo. You know, right. It's not the Bills, although they might beat the Bills, too. I don't know. Can't make fun of the Bills anymore.
They're 2-2 now.
That's true. But I actually have a feeling they're gonna take care of their business pretty easily.
Any chance number 19 Boise State gets picked off by 2-2 New Mexico in University Stadium in Albuquerque?
There's a chance.
I'm gonna take that as a no. Probably not. Again, I think Boise State takes care of their business, and what they're really trying to do is right now stay as the number 2 Group of 5 team. They hope Houston gets picked off, and it allows them to be the number 1 Group of 5 team, and they would get one of those New Year's 6 bowls.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you know, to me it falls into the category of St. Patrick's Day. You know, these two Irish guys walk out of a bar. It could happen. Nah, I don't think so.
There you go. All righty. Let's move to Saturday action now. Starting at noon, number 18, Florida, 4-1. They host 3-2 LSU. Most likely no Leonard Fournette. That's not a problem. That's the least of their problems. Darius Geis is a hell of a running back, and when Fournette leaves to go to the NFL, they will not miss a beat with Darius Geis dotting the I for the LSU Tigers. That said, under Crazy Ed, they're playing better football. Both of these teams have very good defenses. Florida's defense is probably better. Florida's big problem is their offense. They don't have one. Again, we thought they were making small strides, but they put up 13 against Vanderbilt and needed a late touchdown toss to win the game. This is anybody's game at Ben Hill Griffin. And, you know, funny thing. When Orgeron takes over these programs, they all love playing for Crazy Ed, and he can recruit. You know, I got the funny feeling, and the lines makers feel the same way. The Tigers go into the swamp and spring what I guess would be a small upset.
Yeah, you know, I happen to agree. And first of all, people underestimate Orgeron as a coach. He's evolved. He was rough around the edges when he was at Miss. It was tough for him, and he got the reputation after trashing the hotel room that one time that, you know, he was completely insane. That hurt him, and it's followed him around a little bit. He can coach. He can
Everybody
recruit.
That trashed the hotel room was completely insane. The two guys doing this show would be considered completely
insane.
Yeah,
well, that's true, too. But, you know, the fact of the matter was it was in a meeting room. It was in, you know, it was pretty high profile, and it was a well-known story in the SEC. But the fact of the matter is that Florida does not play offense. They're getting Luke Del Rio back, which is fine, but they've struggled all year offensively. Their defense is first rate. If LSU can put up some points, and they've been able to with Ed, I think they're going to win it as well. It's McElwain's still trying to get the perfect formula. He's the right guy for the job. They're going to win again. They're probably going to contend for national championships again. This ain't the year, and I think they lose.
Almost disappointed that Luke Del Rio returns to the lineup. I was hoping to see an all-Purdue transfer battle at the quarterback position in the SEC. But no such luck there.
Pretty good.
Since we see that the same way, it's sure the Gators put up 35 and win.
Yeah, probably.
But 2 weeks they could put up 35 points. That said, Cotton Bowl, Red River Shootout. We'll do this one quickly because we'll save a lot of it for James Hale at 40 after. A pair of 2-2 teams lock up in the Big 12. Number 20, Oklahoma. Unranked Texas in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Always a great matchup where anything can happen. OU's a big favorite, a 10.5-point favorite, which probably means Texas is sure to win. Have you ever noticed how this has gone of late?
Yep.
Every time you think OU is better than Texas and Charlie Strong is on his way out the door, or whoever, whatever coach, might be Mac Brown even of more of recent vintage, Every time you think the coach was headed out the door and it was another terrible, terrible year for Texas, what they would do is win Red River, hurt OU's chances of winning a national title, and then lose somewhere else where they shouldn't, like to Iowa State or something.
Right, right.
So, you know, I don't know what to make of this game, but I certainly don't think it's going to be as easy as the point spread would indicate. I think it's going to be close throughout, as neither of these teams is great this year.
Well, you know, Caleb had a good point. This line jumped significantly after last week. Texas not being able to stop Oklahoma State in any way, shape, or form, and OU slapping around TCU on the offensive end of it and not being able to contain them defensively. I guess they're just figuring
mostly
that Texas...
Mostly late, boy. They almost let that one get away, didn't they?
Yep, but I think they're just figuring that Texas's defense is so bad that OU will have their way. And we'll talk about it a little later in the hour.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of points scored, that's for sure. That's a guarantee. Ton of points scored. I think OU will probably score more of them, but I think it'll be closer than people think. You know, OU has been, to me, they were truly one of the best teams in America coming in and coming off the playoff run and returning all those skill position pieces. But the defense has been a huge disappointment. And the offense, Dede Westbrook has not been able to step up and fill the shoes of Sterling Shepard, and it's shown in their passing game performance this year.
No question about it.
We're getting up against it, Bob. So next we'll continue our journey through the top 25 in college football. We'll rapid fire through it a little bit. A lot of the games we've already covered. We'll weigh in with quick thoughts and move forward and make sure we cover all the ground here in the next segment, setting a table for James Hale to talk Red River with us. And then at the very back end of the show, a rapid fire Thursday night football preview, Cardinals 49ers. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger, Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Dead people don't even get that reference. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, we're talking to some college football.
What do you think came first, that clip or the invention of fire?
It's a toss-up. We should have asked Caleb the odds on that one.
Yeah. Some shows have, 21st century references. Some even have 20th century references. We're the only sports talk radio show with references to the 19th century.
Yes. That's only because Scotty knew Lincoln when he was cutting his old logs.
There you go. All right, Bob, what do you say we continue our journey through week six, top 25 college football preview and all the upcoming games? Number six, Houston. They head up to Annapolis to take on Navy. Navy's 3-1, 2-0 in the American, and Houston's a perfect 5-0, undefeated. They're one of the very best teams in America, led by Greg Ward and a high-powered offense. And Navy's never easy.
Nope.
And when you only have 1 week to prepare for their option attack, they can be a nightmare. Even if you play them every year, as Houston does, and it's a good Navy team who certainly has overcome the loss of Keenan Reynolds to graduation and the next phase of his life. But the realities are Houston's flat out better. And they're going to find a way to win. And because they overcame UConn last week and they were impressed. I don't think the hiccup's going to happen until potentially the Louisville game. I think that they're going to go into the Louisville game undefeated. Louisville will go in with one loss. And if Houston takes care of their business against a terrific Louisville club, they will be poised to be in the college football playoffs.
You know, if Navy can get out in front early, it can be an interesting game. The problem is that Ward moves the ball around. Six different guys have caught touchdown passes this year. We've seen it before with Navy teams and Army teams as well. They just don't have the speed in the defensive backfield to keep up with talented receivers. And if Houston can get up on them early, it can end up being a blowout. If Navy can get up early, it'll end up being a competitive game for a while.
Fair enough. Number two, Ohio State taking on Indiana. Indiana's 3-1 on the year. They come off an upset of a non-vintage Michigan State group. How does that translate here in Columbus? Well, it probably doesn't. I mean, I think Indiana, because they're not terrible, I think they can hang around for a while. But Ohio State's just too good, and they're ranked number two in the country for a reason, and they're playing with a purpose. I think eventually Ohio State at the horseshoe rolls and rolls comfortably.
Barrett's completing almost 70% of his passes, Joe. He's got 14 TDs already and 3 rushing touchdowns. This may seem weird, but if Indiana came in at 2-2 or 1-3, maybe Ohio State overlooks them. The fact that they just beat Michigan State and they're coming in 3-1, they don't overlook them, and it's going to be ugly for Indiana.
Just hang it. Don't be shocked if Indiana hangs around for a while. They're pretty
good. For a little while.
This one is, to me, the matchup of the weekend. SEC play. It's at Kyle Field and College Station. Number 8, Texas A&M. Number 9, Tennessee. They're both undefeated. Tennessee right now on top of the SEC East. Texas A&M, they're one of those contenders in the SEC West, all looking to knock off Alabama. But this week they got Tennessee. Again, Tennessee has been so inconsistent. Two good halves of football this entire season. Good fortune smiles upon them. They're 5-0. A&M's been good each and every week all year long. I'm still not sold on Trevor Knight as their quarterback, but Trevion Williams can run the football. They're scoring points on offense, And their defense is the real deal. John Chavis is a terrific defensive coordinator. They've got pass rushers like few around the country do. It's in Kyle Field, 12th man. I'm hard-pressed not to like A&M, and I think the SEC West shows their class.
Well, you know something, it's funny. Kevin Sumlin wishes he had Joshua Dobbs, and Joshua Dobbs is just leading this Vol team, Joe. And that's where the matchup's going to be. I mean, Chavis is going to put his defense together. If they can stop Dobbs, who has been all-purpose all the time, then Tennessee probably gets rolled over pretty easily. If not,
all-purpose some of the time.
Yeah, we're looking at a possible upset here. I don't see it personally. I think Knight will be good enough. If he's not, that's where it comes into play. I mean, if he turns into one of those every once in a while Trevor Knight, I really stink, I turn the ball over three times games, we'll be having an interesting conversation come next Tuesday.
I think the break that A&M gets is Tennessee's still without a bunch of their best defensive players.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to help Trevor Knight and company do enough on offense. And I think that defense and that pass rush, that offensive line for Tennessee has not been as good as advertised all year long. And I think that's going to pay dividends. And it's going to be a fun watch. And to me, in many ways, the game of the weekend. But I ultimately think the SEC West in this go-around shows their class.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Let's go to the ACC and what could be the most entertaining game of the weekend. The best quarterback in America nobody knows about. Mitch Trubisky leads number 17 North Carolina into Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill as they host the number 25 Virginia Tech Hokies. Hokies are 3-1. When they play good teams, they're not in their class. They're beating who they should beat. Justin Fuente is going to make Va Tech relevant again in the ACC.
Yes, he is.
He's got them ranked right now. North Carolina is just too dynamic on offense with Trubisky and Hood and some of the other, that array of receivers. It's a very dynamic offense, but these two teams are going to score a ton of points. They'll score over 70 between them because Fuente tries to spread it out and play with pace. And North Carolina, Larry Fedora's group, can't stop anybody.
It's fair. Fuente's a first-rate coach. And he has made Tech relevant again. But the talent level just isn't there yet. And, I don't know. I could see an upset here. I could see this as Fuente's first signature win.
Really?
With Bob Tech.
I don't see that. I'm in love with North Carolina. I think they're the best that the coastal side of the ACC has to offer. And that'll show in this one. It's going to be entertaining. Both teams are going to put up a ton of points because, honestly, North Carolina can't stop anybody. But I think just the volume of offensive weapons they have will show in this one, Bob. Keep an eye on it. It'll be a fun watch.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun watch.
All right. We'll disagree on that one.
Well, we got to disagree on something. Otherwise, no fun. USC at 2-3 in Pac-12 play, hosting number 21 Colorado. Colorado's 4-1 on a year, 2-0 in a Pac-12. Colorado's better than you think. This is not the usual Colorado that's been the doormat of the Pac-12. It isn't a vintage USC team. Colorado's defense is real good. Just ask Michigan. They led Michigan at the half, and then Michigan stormed the castle in the second half. Well, USC this year ain't no Michigan. I know it's in the Coliseum, but Colorado comes in ranked, and there's a reason. And they are a 4.5-point underdog. I think they'll make fools out of the odds makers in this one. I like Colorado. They're good. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I'm looking at this game, Joe, and I'm looking at how Clay Helton's team has lost this year. Blowout with Alabama. Lose to Stanford, who, as we found out, is okay but not great. And lost to a Utah team that stumbled themselves. In the big matchup thus far this year, they're not coming up in any way, shape, or form. Colorado, as you said, and this isn't a paper tiger here or paper buffalo. They're playing some good football. They're not a doormat. They got a good coach that's getting it done, and I think they win it on the road too.
All righty. Well, then they're sure to lose because it's the two of us in agreement.
That's true.
Alabama heads to Fayetteville to take on number 16 Arkansas. Again, I think Caleb got this one right. Arkansas will hang tough for a while. I don't know that they quite have the horses. I think Alabama takes this one over in the fourth quarter, wins by two or three scores.
Yeah, I think it's fair. But it's one you're going to be keeping an eye on because I think it's going to be close for a while.
Number four, Michigan. I don't care that this one is in Piscataway. They will roll over all over awful Rutgers. Number five, Washington, heading to Outson Stadium in Eugene. We told you this one ain't going to be easy. Watch it for entertainment. Don't bet on it. But I ultimately think Washington's the real deal, and I think they're going to win this game.
Yep. Florida State and Miami. Yeah, you know, again,
Anybody's guess.
I'm looking at this with Rick and his performance. This is always where his teams stumble. Always.
All right.
And Florida State is ticked. They're 3-2, preseason top five in most polls. Yeah, they can't stop anybody, but Miami isn't exactly playing electric offensive football. So I think Florida State's going to take it to them.
Okay. I'm hard-pressed to disagree. That's more of an I don't know. We'll see. Brad Kaye is the best quarterback on the field. That may pay dividends. But, again, we all know how I feel about Mark Richt. How could I pick him here?
Yeah.
Number 24, Utah. This is in Rice-Eccles in Salt Lake City. They take on Arizona. Utah's not great, but they're good. They always play better at Rice-Eccles. They're good enough to beat Rich Rod's 2-3 Arizona Wildcats.
Fair enough. I think so, too.
And last but not least in our hearts and minds, number 15, Stanford, at home.
Fight.
They're taking on Washington State. By the way, remember I talked about going into the Washington game that Stanford doesn't have a quarterback? They still don't.
Yep.
Washington State does. They're going to pull the upset and send Stanford's season spiraling out of control. Luke Falk will be huge for the Cougars.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm not quite buying it. I think it's going to be competitive, but I think the Cardinal pulls it out.
James Hale next here on The Attack. Red River's the topic. Keep it where it is.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. You know what would make me really happy? If you head to Lowe's for big savings on their quarter cable drills, so you can start building your 20-volt system. They have all the torque you need to finish that project you've been putting off. You do that for me, and I'll stop peeling my wallpaper when I get bored.
Make your home happy with great deals right now at Lowe's, like up to 30% off Porter Cable Power Tools. Valid September 26th through October 12th. Excludes accessories. U.S. only.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we are joined by James Hale. James from KREF Radio down in Norman, Oklahoma, 1400 AM on your radio dial. And he joins us on the Attack. Good morning, James. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, thank you very much. And Bob and Joe, how you guys doing today?
We're doing just great, that's for sure.
Yeah, and excitement, of course, as the Red River shootout always comes into play. It's a battle that is unpredictable. As Joe and I were talking about earlier, Oklahoma now a 10-point-plus favorite. And every time that happens, Texas usually wins the damn football game.
Well, you know, this is a great game. It's one of the best rivalries in college football. I hope everybody gets a chance to go to it at least one time. It's so unique to be held in a neutral site at the state fair where everybody can mingle for 3 or 4 hours and get liquored up and have a good time. And then you go to the game, and the 11 o'clock kickoff has dimmed some of that, you know. But it's still unique for the football team when they walk in, no matter which side you're on. One side is against you, one side is for you. They don't walk down the tunnel at the same time anymore. Which is too bad, because you have so many stories from the greats that have played in this game on both sides in the past about walking down that tunnel at the same time. But still, they walk in right behind one another, and it's a unique thing. Texas has dominated this series in the field of play the last 3 years. They've won 3 out of the last 4, and they've been more physical. They've wanted this game more. And Oklahoma's approached this game under the Stoops regime. This is the way Bob kind of coaches his team. It's like a pro football team in many ways. They do the same thing over and over and over again. They have the same system. And, you know, they went into this game, I think, over the last 3 years, you know, believing that it's just another game, while Texas made it, you know, really special and still special and something that's unique. And they played with more emotion, especially last year when they won 24-17. So both teams need it. Both teams are 2-2 this year. Both teams need a win. So it'd be interesting to see which team really comes out and really wants to play.
Well, 111th edition of Red River brings some interesting storylines here, and we'll attack it from an Oklahoma perspective first, and in particular. Bob Stoops coming off the playoff, making the playoffs last year in college football, really took some heat off of himself. And, you know, those on the outside look and say, you know, you can understand why. He's, in many ways, they've been perennially disappointing in Norman every year in the top five as far as the preseason rankings, and every year they come up short. Last year was the exception. This year they come in preseason ranked number 3. They get dominated by Houston. They get dominated by Ohio State. Yes, two excellent teams, but really showing some holes that we didn't think were there. How much trouble is Bob Stoops in Norman? And if they don't have a good run the rest of the way and they're not one of the top 2 or 3 in the Big 12, could he realistically be out of his job this offseason? I hear a lot of cranky boosters in Norman.
Yeah, absolutely not. He's not in any trouble whatsoever. He's got 4 or 5 mulligans he can play. I know that. I know the noise that's out there. Sometimes I think that's media-created, fan-created, message boards-created, because the reality is, ever since he's been in Norman, he's had the same president and the same athletic director. Those two guys are still there. As long as they're there, Bob's okay. And I don't think Bob's program's ever going to fall apart. I don't think he's ever going to be 3-8 on the year or 3-9 on the year. I don't think he's ever going to – he's never had a losing record. I don't ever see that happening. It's not going to happen this year. You know, he recruits too well. He's got too good of a system. Oklahoma's got too good of a tradition. All the facilities upgrade, the support that he gets. You know, Bob's not in any kind of trouble whatsoever. Even if he loses this game, even if he finishes 2nd and 3rd or 3rd in the conference, he's done that before. He's gone 8-5 before. And sure, you know, people would get upset about that. Boosters would get upset about that. But in the end, they always ask themselves, okay, if we don't have Bob Stoops, who are we going to get? And can you guarantee us that we're going to get somebody as good as Bob Stoops? And the answer usually is no when you consider Bob's track record and where he is in college football. So they need to win this game for this year. This year's been disappointing. You're right. They were ranked 3rd in the country. They've laid an egg. They have a terrible problem at corner. that corner spot, that right corner spot, probably has cost them two games. It allowed TCU to get back into this game. So they've tried three or four guys there. They got to come up with somebody, and they have to solve that issue. And if they do, they have a great chance to win out and win the rest of their games.
And on the other side of the river, Charlie Strong had Texas in the top 25. They're doing good. He's secure. Oops, Cal. Oops, Oklahoma State. Not so good anymore. Charlie Strong's taking over the defense, and he's going to call the shots from here on. Talk about what that means and if it means anything. And is this the last act of a desperate man?
Yeah, I think so there. Now, see, that's a little bit of a different situation. They have a new management. They have a new AD. They have a new president at Texas. And, you know, from everything that you hear and everything that you see at the University of Texas, Charlie does appear to be in trouble. Now, when a head coach becomes a coordinator, that's usually not a good sign. It's hard to do. Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State tried it and said it was impossible to do both, to be a head coach and think about all the things that you got to think about, and yet be a coordinator where you're over there in meetings and your head's in meetings and you're trying to help guys. It's hard to do. You basically give up being a head coach, and yet who's supposed to make those decisions? I know some guys do it. Watson Brown's done it his whole life, and, you know, there's great coaches that have done it their whole life, but it's not easy to do, and usually it is a sign of a desperate man. Now, Texas has to do something. They're playing defense even worse than Oklahoma, if that can be said at this point. They are giving up against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State averaged over 10 yards a play. They had two extra points blocked. I mean, Texas played a horrendous game against Oklahoma State and lost, and that has everybody upset. You know, when they beat Notre Dame at the beginning of the year, that was one of the biggest wins in college football, and you thought, Texas is back. Charlie Strong has saved his job. He's not only saved it, he's enhanced his job. Now, here we are three games later, and everybody's talking about he's not going to make it to the end of the year. And if he loses to Oklahoma and doesn't play well against Oklahoma, he could be out at the end of the week. So that's a different animal there. That's a different situation there. Charlie's in a lot of trouble, and Bob's not in any trouble whatsoever.
Fair enough. You know, and we're joined by James Hale from KREF Radio out of Norman, Oklahoma. We're talking Red River Shootout. Oklahoma's problems have surprised me. They reshuffled the deck chairs on the offensive line because that offensive line's been putrid all year, and it's had a big effect on not only the passing game but the running attack. D.D. Westbrook, to me, has been a big disappointment. I expected him to elevate his play after Sterling Shepard left, and he has not. And you talked about the problems on defense, specifically that left corner position. Going forward, do you think that OU, obviously the left corner position, they haven't addressed. We saw that at the end of the TCU game. And defensively, they're going to continue to have problems. Have they righted the ship offensively, both on the offensive line and perhaps in that passing game, which hasn't been nearly as dynamic as I thought it would be?
Well, the offensive line has been a work in progress, so to speak, you know, but they've been battling injuries, and that's been the biggest problem. Alex Dalton would have started the year as the starting center. He gets hurt in training camp, can't go in the opening game. You know, as the season has progressed, now they've now lost Cody Ford, a redshirt freshman, to a broken leg. So Jonathan Alvarez, who became the center, now has to go back to a spot at left guard, and they start a former walk-on, and Eric Wren, who's a center, who's a senior at center. You know, I actually think the offensive line's played pretty well. They talk about the offensive line has been one of the strengths of the team. But it's been a miracle that it's been able to do that because they have so many new pieces. I mean, Bobby Evans, right tackle, is a brand-new starter, is a redshirt freshman. He got hurt against TCU. Whether he starts or plays against Texas is up in the air. Fortunately, Drew Samia can move over and play there. I think the passing game showed some great signs of coming together. D.D. Westbrook, you mentioned, had a muscle pull in his leg, and that got him off to a slow start. He just didn't have the explosiveness that he needed. He wasn't as quick, you know, but he's coming around. He had his biggest game, six catches for 176 yards, had two long touchdowns against TCU, and he showed that explosiveness. And Baker Mayfield had his best game of the year against TCU. So I think things are settling down offensively, and that's why Oklahoma for two quarters against TCU played their best football of the year. They got off to a slow start. They got behind 21-7. Then they had the terrible problem at right corner where they just kept letting receivers run by them. And that's been their biggest problem. If Oklahoma has been solid at right corner, let's say they just give up one touchdown per game instead of five or six that they've given up so far this season, then Oklahoma would probably be 3-1 at least, and you'd be singing a different tune about Oklahoma, you know, going the rest of the season.
Well, you know, on the Texas side of the ball offensively, it's been nice to see the balance of this offense, but their running backs are nicked up, maybe have to lean on the quarterback a little more. Will Bushell be capable of doing it?
Well, I think Bushell is really, really good. Oklahoma recruited Bushell, then they changed offensive coordinators, and you know they went when Lincoln Riley came in, he went with Austin Kendall, who's the backup quarterback now, and Bushell signs with Texas. I think he's really, really good. It's evident he's won the job as a freshman, and he's really talented. It looks like to me after four games he's wearing down a little bit, but you know, he'll get it together. He'll be very competitive. They go with this two quarterback system. Tyrone Swoops, who Oklahoma's dealt with now for 3 years, and Swoops was heavily recruited coming out of Texas, you know. So, you know, he's the 18-wheeler. He's the guy that's going to run the ball. Bushell can run it, but primarily he's going to throw it. So you have to get prepared for basically two offenses, and that's the problem of playing Texas. But, you know, they're doing fine offensively, but, you know, they're hurting this game. They come into this game with Chris Warren out, Deontay Foreman, their other great running back, has a side pull of some kind. So it's going to be hard to run the ball when you're going with Kyle Porter, your third-team quarterback. But Oklahoma's out without Charles Walker and Matt Diamond. They don't have two of their starting defensive linemen. They may have to start a redshirt freshman in Neville Gallimore. And that's not a bad thing. Gallimore's good. But both teams are battling issues, and which team handles those issues the best from an injury standpoint, I think we'll win this game.
And to kind of tie a bow around it, because we only have a couple of minutes left, you know, in kind of looking at this game and hearing a lot of what you've said, I think you feel the Oklahoma offense, because of it, of the health, has a small edge. The defenses are kind of a push. And I guess the one thing we haven't talked about real quick as we get your thoughts on this and get your prediction, the edge that Oklahoma has in special teams in what could be a very close game, I think that may be the deciding factor.
Well, it could, and Austin Siebert is really, really good. He's had, he does everything for OU as a kicker. And Joe Mixon has become a very good return man. He has one kickoff return for a touchdown, and he's good on punts and things. And, Michael Dixon is a kicker that Texas doesn't have a whole lot of confidence in. Heck, they couldn't make extra points against Oklahoma State. So Oklahoma, I think, has the decisive edge in the kicking game. Guys, whoever rushes the ball better usually wins this game. Whoever controls the line of scrimmage. Texas has been the more physical, more dominant team, especially last year, and they ran the ball better than OU. So whoever rushes the ball better usually wins. Oklahoma has that two-headed monster in Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon, and they're pretty good at rushing the football. So that's going to be the battle within the battle. Who's the most physical, who can run the football, is going to win this game. And, I think Oklahoma's going to win the game 44-36.
And, I kind of figured you were going to go in that direction. But with that being said, is that the end for Charlie Strong?
If he loses this game, I think from everything that you talk about, the president's come out and endorsed him. And the fans, and not the fans, but the team really wants him to win. And I think the administration wants him to win. If he beats Oklahoma and can win out or finish in a strong way, I don't think they'll get rid of him. If he loses to Oklahoma, though, if they don't play well, I think that will really start the process going downhill, and it will be tough for him to save his job at that point.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. We know where you are on the dial, 1400 AM KREF in Norman, Oklahoma. What about social media for you, James?
Check me out, JL24 on Twitter. And, of course, also am the lead reporter for OUinsider.com of the 24/7 network.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. Great insight on the game. We'll be talking to you again somewhere down the line.
Hey, guys, it was fun. Thanks. You guys have a great morning. Thank you.
You the
Anytime.
Same, and say hi to good old JR. That was great, Bob.
James Hale, he's good. You know, he's been around the beat for a long time. He's been doing it for 30-plus years. He's seen it all. And
He has.
He's never surprised by what happens down at the Texas State Fair.
Well, last segment, rapid-fire preview of the Thursday night NFL matchup, and then we get out of here for the day. That's all next here on The Attack. No flipping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. San Francisco 49ers hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Drew Stanton to the rescue. I think Arizona, Bruce Arians will coach him up. I think it's a one-game wonder for Drew Stanton. And I think they win the football game, Joe.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Bob. They've shown in the past they can win and be effective on offense with Drew Stanton at the quarterback position. So all is not lost there. This defense will step up because it has to, because they've been awful thus far. They're the better football team, even on the road. In a game they have to win to keep their season from spiraling away from them. I, like you, think the Arizona Cardinals find a way to win. Not sure how easy it's going to be, but I think they find a way to win.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we have a Colin Kaepernick sighting.
All right. I don't know if it's coming yet, but it's probably coming soon as his health continues to improve. That said, Bob, we got to run. This was a great show. Thanks to all our guests. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we cap the week with a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.